The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes from Beis, discusses the situation of Rav Amar Rav Huna, Haimahalach, if somebody was traveling the Midbar, Veni Yedei Emes HaShabbos, and he's not quite sure when is Shabbos. So Gemara says, Ma'inashi Shiyomim Mishami Yom Echad. Rav Huna's opinion is that he counts 6 days, and then he keeps the seventh day as Shabbos, and Chibaravam Mishami Yom Echad, he keeps the first day, as the Rishonim explained, doesn't mean the first day, because that first day is not a complete day. It means the next day, and then Umayna, he counts six days, and then again afterwards he will keep Shabbos again. And there's a very fundamental machloikis as to why Chazal taught us this halacha. Why is there indeed a halacha that somebody who doesn't quite know when it is Shabbos should, so to speak, make his own Shabbos, whatever approach we take? Many Rishonim are of the opinion, Rashi, Meiri, Ritva, Ran, that Chazal instituted this rule, Zeichel LeShabbos, that he shouldn't, who knows how long he's unfortunately going to be in this situation where he won't know when it's Shabbos. And therefore Chazal said that to not Chas V'Shalom forget that there's such a thing as Shabbos, that a Jew has to be Shem Shabbos, Chazal said, do this. The Ritva's, however, has a very different approach to understanding this halacha. Dretvas says that besides that, of course, every Jew has to be Shem Shabbos, we're learning Masechta Shabbos, and being Shem Shabbos means that we have to keep every week Shabbos as the Yom HaShabbos. Part of that rule, he says, actually is that Chazal, that Hashem, the Torah, wants us to keep one of every 7 days as a day of Shabbos. So of course, they're supposed to be the same day for all of us. But if someone is in a situation, as described here in the Gemara, that he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, so he can't keep the part of Shabbos that teaches us that one day a week, Shabbos, Saturday is Shabbos, but that doesn't take away the basic obligation that every Jew has to keep one of every 7 days as a Shabbos. And if he doesn't know what the Shabbos is, what the Saturday is, he still has the obligation to keep that Shabbos. And there are many rayas, says the Ritva's and other mefarshim, to this concept. One raya, the raya that is based on our Gemara, is that our perek, the sugyas we now learn, teach us the halachas of and a person who's mechal Shabbos, how many karb mechatas must he bring under what circumstances. But it's interesting to note that this our Gemara that speaks about this scenario does not say what happens, which is the likely situation, the statistical likelihood, that he ended up not keeping the day which is truly Shabbos as Shabbos. And he was mechal Shabbos for all that time that he was in the Midbar. What would be the halacha? How many karbonos would he bring? The Gemara says he need not bring, the Gemara doesn't mention that he brings any karbonos. Why? Says the Ritva's. Because he kept Shabbos. Because of course, the proper way of being Shabbos is to keep the day which is truly Shabbos. But in this circumstance, this is a fulfillment of Shmir Shabbos by keeping every seventh day. And therefore, he need not bring a carbon. He didn't do anything wrong. Furthermore, says the Ritva's, the fact that we find that Shabbos is not kept the same 24 time in all different places around the world, rather, every place keeps Shabbos according to when it's the day of Shabbos, when it's the Yom HaShvi'i in their location, based on their time zone. So we in Chutzlars, in America, don't keep the same time Shabbos as our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, because of the different time zones. So we see that Shabbos is not limited to a specific 24-hour period. Rather, what Hashem wants is that every Jew should keep one day a week as Shabbos. And the Mefarshim actually bring a raya to this approach, because we find the Pasuk teaches us in Parashas Mishpatim that an Eved Ivri should work for 6 years and go out the seventh year. But what happens if that seventh year that the Eved Ivri goes out is not the Shemitah year? He still doesn't go out on the Shemitah year. He goes out when it's the seventh year. What do we see from here? Again, from here we see that it's a din in the seventh year. It's not a din in a specific year. And therefore, if he can't keep the Shabbat, if therefore, when he doesn't know what truly is Saturday, which is the Yom HaShvi, then the seventh day in his count should be Shabbos. And this difference of approach in understanding the halacha that we learned in this Gemara permeates the entire sugya. It permeates the entire sugya in many shailas, and in shailas im shailas lahaloch lemaisa, and in pshat how to learn the Gemara. And we will touch on some of these questions in our shir be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach. One question that comes up is the Gemara speaks about keeping the day, the seventh day of Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't speak about, what about Yom Tov? He doesn't know when any of the Yom Tovim are either, obviously. And the Gemara doesn't address what would be his halacha regarding Yom Tov. So if we say that the reason Chazal put in this rule is because of there should be a zecher for Shabbos, so the Mefarshim say the same would be the halacha, and the Prima Gadim says this, the same would be regarding Yom Tov as well. Because there's a din that we have to have a Zecher Yom Tov, Yishloi Tishtakech, Torah Yom Tov. But if we say, as the Ritvaz teaches us, that this is a special rule said regarding Shabbos, so it's only a rule by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov. Or there's another question that many Achroinim discuss, that statistically, if we look at every day, Rav days are not Shabbos. So why, as the Achroinim, do we say that he has to keep one of every 7 days of Shabbos? In all likelihood, if we follow Rav, which we do throughout the Torah, then it shouldn't be considered, it's certainly not Shabbos. So they give many terutzim. One teretz is that it's a kavua. Another teretz is that the only time when we say the din of bittul b'roiv is when we have a taruvis, when we have a mixture, and now roiv tells us what to do with this mixture. Here, each day is an independent day. And since each day is an independent day, there is no din of roiv. But if we follow the approach of the Ritvaz, that there's a din in the Torah, that yes, the day that we should keep Shabbos is indeed the Yom HaShvi. But in a situation where we don't know which is the Yom HaShvi, so the Torah tells us then that every seventh day should be Shabbos, so then it makes no difference if it's Rav. It has nothing to do with Rav. The din of Shabbos under these circumstances is a whole new din. The seventh day is Shabbos. And there'll be other nafkaminas. The halacha is, the Gemara discusses that every day, even the Gemara says in our sugya, even the day that is indeed Shabbos for this individual, because it's the seventh day, oisa panasosai, he does what he needs to live day by day. And the Gemara asks, If so, if every day he's doing just the amount he's allowed to do, because there's a concern that every day may really be the Shabbos day, so then the halacha, so then in what way is it noticeable that today is the day that he's keeping Shabbos? The work he's doing the same every day. So the Gemara answers, b'kiddusha v'avdalta, that on this seventh day he makes Kiddush and Havdalah. The other days he doesn't make Kiddush and Havdalah. And there are many questions that come up around this halacha that the Gemara teaches us. Tosfos says, the Rosh says, that every day that he isn't the seventh day in his count, he's allowed to walk, and he's even allowed to walk more than the Tchum, because otherwise, if we're going to limit him to amount that he could walk on this deserted island, because every day may be the Shabbos day, he'll never be able to get out. And of course, that becomes a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, and we therefore, even though there's a question on every single one of the days of the week, that today is perhaps Shabbos, we allow him to walk as much as he needs to walk. But the Rishonim debate, what about the day that he's keeping as Shabbos? What would be the halacha on that day? Can he also walk on that day as much as he needs to? Or that day, because he's keeping Shabbos, we don't let him walk? And it's very much connected to the machlokes that we began the shiur with. If we say that he's only keeping this day because shlo tishkakach Torah Shabbos, so then certainly it's only shlo tishkakach Torah Shabbos, and as the Rishonim say, he has to get out of this midbar, we'll let him walk on this day as well. But if, as the Retvaz says, today is Shabbos for him, it's Shabbos for him because the Torah said today is his Shabbos, it says you have to make your own Shabbos if you don't know when it's Yom HaShvi'i, so then he's not allowed to walk out of the Tchum. Or another question that the Poskim debate. These days that the Gemara says that he's only allowed to do Kedei Panasosoi, and the Gemara, as we just said, even on the Shabbos day, he's allowed to do only Kedei Panasosoi. What about the Rabbonim's? So there are many different opinions in the Poskim. Some Poskim say that on all days, even on the Shabbos day that he's keeping for Shabbos, Malachas to Rabbonin, he's allowed to do. So says the Prima Godim. The Magen Avraham says that no, on the other days that he's not keeping as the Shabbos day, he could do the Rabbonin, because they're only the Rabbonin. And as we've been learning, Roiv, and it's Suffolk the Rabbonin Lekula, all point that today is not really Shabbos. But on the day that he's keeping as Shabbos, he's not allowed to do even the Rabbonin. Perhaps the Machloikis of the Prima Godim versus the Magen Avraham, and this really may be actually a machlokes rishonim as well, is connected to our question. If the entire reason you're keeping this Shabbos day is only because shlo tishtakach Torah Shabbos, it's only a din derabbanan, so of course, if the entire malacha you're doing is only a malacha derabbanan, we could be lenient. But if, as we're saying, that perhaps we're keeping this day not just because shlo tishtakach Torah Shabbos, but you're actually keeping the day as Shabbos because today is your Shabbos, so then if it's your Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the Rabbonins either. Or as we just said, Hahu Yoima, the Gemara says, B'may Minkale, if every day you're allowed to do just as much as you need to survive, so what way does this day look different? So the Gemara says, B'kiddusha v'avdalta. And the Rishonim discuss, what does it mean B'kiddusha v'avdalta? Does it mean that he makes a real Kiddush and a real Havdalah? Or does it mean that he makes a Bari Priya Gofen? Or he says some sort of a Nusach, but he doesn't make a real Kiddush for Havdalah? And here too, it depends on how we learn the obligation to keep this day. If we learn the obligation to keep this day is only because of Lo Tishtakach Torah Shabbos, So making Kiddush for Avdolah may be a question of a Barakah Levatolah, and therefore we shouldn't make a regular Kiddush for Avdolah. If, on the other hand, the reason he keeps this day is because today is his Shabbos, as the Ritvaz explained, then he should make Kiddush for Avdolah as well. Another question that I saw the Achroidim discuss. On this day that he's keeping Shabbos, what tefillah does he daven? Does he daven the Shabbos Digger tefillah, the Shabbos Digger Shemen Esrei, or does he daven the weekday Shemen Esrei? So it's interesting, the Stei Chemed, in his Sefer Michtav Lechizkiah, says that certainly he should daven the weekday Shemen Esrei. Because he refers back to Gemara, we discussed this in Masechet Brachos as well, that actually the halacha is that on Shabbos we should daven the weekday Shemen Esrei just like we daven during the week. What's the raya? The raya is because the halacha is that if somebody on Shabbos inadvertently began saying Atachon on Tanu, Atachonin, he said a weekday Shemen Esrei, not just the brach of Atachonin, other brachas, and then he realized that he made a mistake, it's not considered that he made a mistake, it's not considered brach of Atalah. Because really the Shemen Esrei of during the week applies to Shabbos as well. Just Chazal said on Shabbos we only have to say one bracha. We need not say all the brachas hem tzoyos, the brachas that are the body of the Shemen Esrei that we say all week long. But what do we see from this, says the Stei Chemed? That on Shabbos, the Shemen Esrei of during the week, so to speak, is not allergic to Shabbos. So if you say the weekday Shemen Esrei, it's not terrible. But we perhaps could suggest that, and this is actually a machloikus hachroinim, some Achronim say that you say the Shabbos to Shemen Esrei, and some Paiskim say you don't. What could be the Machlokes? If it's only that we're keeping today's Shabbos, because Shloi Tishtakach, Torah Shabbos, but today is probably a weekday. And a weekday, you say a weekday Shemen Esrei. However, if, as we're saying, the Ritvaz learns, that for this individual, under these circumstances, today is his Shabbos, so he should say the Shabbos to Shemen Esrei. Or another question I saw that the Poskim debate. Does he put on tefillin on this day that he considers to be his Shabbos? If we say it's only because it's like Tishtakech Torah Shabbos, so certainly he should put on tefillin. There's a chiv deraisa to put on tefillin every day. If on the other hand, it's his Shabbos, as the Ritvaz says, and the halach is that on Shabbos, we know the halach is we don't put on tefillin. So therefore, he should not put on tefillin. Although, I did see a very interesting pshat why this individual, everybody would agree, should put on tefillin. Because they say, why is the halach we know that we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos? The reason we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos is because Shabbos itself is an ois, and therefore we don't need tefillin, which are an ois, which are on ice, because we have the ice of Shabbos. But when is there a halacha that we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos? That's when we're not doing malacha on Shabbos. But here we're referring to individual, as we just explained, the Gemara says, that is doing malacha on the Shabbos. He does every day the malacha only as much as he needs for survival. So he doesn't have the real ice of Shabbos, which is represented by not working on Shabbos. For this individual is working on Shabbos. Only an individual who's not working on Shabbos doesn't put on tefillin. But if you are working on your Shabbos, then you put on tefillin, even though it's your Shabbos. So maybe tefillin would have a different halacha. Where does this Gemara, a beautiful piece of Gemara, but it's a very unlikely scenario that a person should get lost and lose cold track of time, not know what day of the week it is. When does this come up? So it's interesting, Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael is at the end of the first perek of Masechta Brachos. And Tiferes Yisrael discusses a situation where someone went to the North Pole or the South Pole, where we know that in the North Pole for many months it's night, no sun at all. And same in the South Pole. And then for many months it's sun, no night at all. And the question that the Tiferes Yisrael discusses over there is, how does this person keep Shabbos? So of course the Paiskim all say that if one is in a place that has any sort of shkia, any form of shkia, so that the shkia represents a new day, and we know what day is Shabbos. But what will be, discusses the Tiferes Yisroel, the individual who went to the North or South Pole, where there is no shkia, there's night for weeks on end, with no shkia, nothing, and there's sun for weeks on end, with no shkia. And he connects that question very much to our Gemara. And he says that, as we're learning in our Gemara, that if you don't know when is day, when is night, you count 6 days, the Gemara says, and then the seventh day is Shabbos. So too, such an individual should count 6 days, and then the seventh day would be Shabbos. The only issue which is somewhat ambiguous and vague, and is discussed by, of course, the Paiskim in understanding this question, is if you're counting 6 24-hour periods, and then is the Shabbos, for what is your starting point? Do you continue counting from where you are, or do you continue from where you began? And that's what it seems the Tiferes Yisroel holds, that you continue counting from where you are and continue counting 24-hour periods. And then when you come to the 24-hour period, which is according to where you started from, Shabbos, that's what you should keep as Shabbos. Which, point out the Paiskim, would result in a very interesting situation. If you have two people coming to the North Pole from different, starting from different places, one started in Eretz Yisrael, and one started in the United States, and we arrived there on the same day. And we therefore, Eretz Yisrael, we know, is many hours ahead of America. So for that person, he might have started out on Monday. And I, who came from America, started out on Sunday. And if we continue counting based on where we began, Shabbos will both be together in the North Pole, but we won't be both keeping the same day as Shabbos. The person who came from Eretz Yisrael will keep Shabbos every week a day earlier than the individual who came from the United States. Minchas Elazar has a very interesting tshuva on this subject, and it's in Chelek Dalet, Simon Membeis. He has the tshuva there. And he says that it's conceptually possible to have one very, very long day. And he brings rayas that such has happened in our history. He discusses, we know that the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos, and that he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah right before he was Nifter. So he poses two questions. Number one, he says, how could Moshe Rabbeinu written Sifrei Torah on Shabbos? That would represent Chil Shabbos. And furthermore, how could somebody write 13 Sifrei Torah in one day? So he says, and he quotes Derma, and he quotes Rishonim to this effect, that Moshe Rabbeinu really wrote the Sfarim on Erev Shabbos, number one. Quotes the Ramah, and moreover, he says, so that's why there is no issue of Chil Shabbos. And moreover, he says that those Sifrei Torah, that Erev Shabbos was a very long day, and it wasn't just a 24-hour day; it was much longer to give Moshe Rabbeinu enough time to write all of those Sifrei Torah. And he says, at the end of that tshuva, we find such a situation again. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, he says, if you make a calculation from when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim until they got the Torah, which it's supposed to be a certain amount of days, it turns out that it was maybe more days. And then again, he says, there were very long days. So he says a very b'chiddush. If somebody arrives in the North or South Pole
on a day which, according to his calculation, is Shabbos. And then that day doesn't end, because as we said a few moments ago, the days don't end in the North or South Pole during those times of the year. It's just one long night or one long day. So if he arrives on those days, he'll have to keep Shabbos for all of those days. It'll consider one long Shabbos. And if when he arrived, on the other hand, it wasn't a Shabbos day, then for him, Shabbos never begins. Reb Moshe Sternbuch discusses this question as well. He discusses this question in the Me'adim Vizmanim Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Nun Hei, and in Tshuvas Van Hugges Chelik Aleph Simen Shin Tez Vov, and he says that certainly a Jew should not live in such places. He says a Jew has no right to live in such places. A Jew has no right to put himself into a situation where he's going to have a question how to fulfill not just Shabbos, which is discussion that we're having in today's shiur, but there are many other issues that come up. He doesn't have his man Krishma, and he doesn't have his man Tefillah, and he doesn't have a day and a night. He says, however, if he feels that there is perhaps no Chiyuv Shabbos and no Chiyuv Krishma in such places, he says Shabbos depends on days of the week. In such a place, there are no days. There are no separate days of the week, because the definition of separate days of the week are determined by Shkia, one day ending and the next day beginning. Here there are no end and beginning to the days, and perhaps there is no Shabbos and other halachas in such a place. According to Ratvaz, clearly that wouldn't be the case, because the Ratvaz seems to say that every seventh day is Shabbos, but could be the Ratvaz is only referring to a situation where there are separate days. Here there are no separate days. Could be even the Ratvaz would agree that there is no obligation to keep Shabbos. It seems that all the Paiskim are of the opinion that in such a situation, if the individual did melacha on what is Shabbos, it wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa, because he can't consider it a Shabbos. But then there's one more interesting question that I saw the Paiskim discuss. If someone is, for example, in Europe, and Shabbos ended in Europe, and he gets on, and he makes Abdullah, and he gets on a plane, and he comes to the United States, and he flies on the Concorde, where by the time he gets to the United States, it's still Shabbos. What would be the halacha regarding this individual? Would he still have to keep Shabbos or not? The Imre Emes says, he discusses in a letter regarding an individual who kept Yom Kippur, kept Pesach in such a scenario, and then arrived in a place where it still is Yom Kippur, where it still is Pesach. He says in that tshuva, in that letter, Dimri Emes, that he doesn't have to keep Yom Kippur again, doesn't have to keep Pesach again. But regarding Shabbos, there's a very interesting tshuva on this very question. In the Shalos Tshuvas Petzela Chochma, Chelik Dalid, Simen Pei Beis. And he says that certainly the person who arrives, as in the situation that we just described in the United States, in America, would have to keep Shabbos. However, he says not that the reason he has to keep Shabbos is not because there's a Gemara, we'll speak about it in Masechta Pesachim, that if somebody leaves a place and comes to another place that has a certain minig, he has to follow the minig hamakom. He says this has nothing to do with minig hamakom. He says, going back to the Ratvaz that we began our shiur with, that when we speak about Shabbos, Shabbos is determined by the place that we are in. So you arrived in America, and in America it's still Shabbos, that for you it also Shabbos, even though you already were Shem Shabbos in the place that you originated from. So he says, therefore, in that tshuva, that certainly an individual should not travel, under these circumstances. It only could lead to very difficult issues. He says, however, if one ended up in such a situation, and even if he made Havdalah in the place that he originated from, now that he came here, he has to make Havdalah again when Shabbos ends over here. And then he says even a bigger Kiddush. He says perhaps the person would even have to make Kiddush again. Because for you it's a new Shabbos. And for this new Shabbos, Shabbos brings with it a Chiyuv to make Kiddush. And this Shabbos is a different Shabbos than the Shabbos that you were Shomer where you began. So maybe even though you made Kiddush in that place where you began, that was for that Shabbos. But now you have a new Shabbos that brings its own Chiyuv, its own obligation to say Kiddush. And not only would you have to keep Shabbos, says the B'tzelel Chochma, and not only would you have to make Havdalah when Shabbos ends where you are now, but you may even have to make Kiddush for the Shabbos as well.